Hillebrand in the back row, and serving will be Danica Paul. Danica with a serve, and it's going to be down for an ace for Richland Center. They go up by a score of 5-2. Danica Paul, who had a piece of that block and now gets an ace. And the Hornets lead by 3 in the third. Here comes the step up again, and there's a line drive served by Paul. Dumped it over. Myers got a handle on it, played by Mahoney, and then it ricochets back to Taft, and they can't get it over. Out of bounds. It'll belong to the Hornets with the serve, and they lead it now by 4, 6-2. Danica Paul comes with a run-up. Line drive serve. That one's out of bounds. A little bit too much mustard on it, and it goes back to the Blackhawks. It makes it 6-3. Side out River Valley in the third. Blackhawks bring Kenley Straka in the front left, and Mahoney with the serve. Pauls fields it back row. There's Wall centering it. Here is Weiss driving it over. Nice play by Hillebrand. Back row, back to Mahoney. And now hitting it into the net is Birchfield. So a point for Richland Center, 7-3 on the volley. Aubrey Kolstad is in the back, and Taylor Wirtz in the front. And the Hornets rotate around and will serve, leading by 4 in the third. Kolstad with a run-up. There's the serve. Fielded now by River Valley. Mahoney sets it back. Myers, oh, right through the wall, and down it goes. 7-4. If I was playing against Ella, I think I would just curl up when I saw her getting ready to go up and swing. What a hit that was. All right, here goes the serve for Braylon Taps. There it is, fielded by Pauls. Set, she gets it right back and drives it over. There's going to be Hillebrand passing to Mahoney. Now punching it over is Stokes. Hornets work at right side, and Allen Wirtz jumps it in. Allen Wirtz gets the kill, and the Hornets lead by a score of 8-4. Serving will be Tatum Razek for Richland Center. Brings it right down the middle. Hillebrand cuts it off. Pass now by Taft. Left side punched over by Stokes. Hornets try it on the right. Taylor Wirtz shot blocked and right off her body, and down it goes. Pass to diving Danica Pauls on the sideline, and River Valley gets one back. It is 8-5. Blackhawks within 3 of Richland Center. The match is even at a win apiece. Paige Stafford will serve. By the way, you're listening to WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Volleyball on the action tonight. I'm Phil Mee. There's the serve. Nice play by Reza. Cuts it off to the back row. Back to Kolstad. Bumping it over the left hand. Nice recovery by Clement. Blackhawks try it right side. Firing it over is Stokes. Fielded back row now by the Hornets. Back to the front. Clement wings it away. Played now by Josie. Mahoney gets it back to the left side. Hornets try it. Allen Wirtz down the line. Fielded by Stafford. Mahoney, far side, driving it over there is Stokes. Here's a set by Kolstad, and Wirtz hits it into the net. And that'll make it a River Valley point, 8-6. River Valley within 2, and Paige Stafford will serve. Stafford will get the whistle. And here's the line drive, and it's going to be in there for an ace. And River Valley pulls within 1 point, 8-7. Paige Stafford with the ace. Gets the whistle again. Hornets in serve receive mode. They have given up now 3 straight points. Here's a line drive serve fielded by Razek in the middle. Back to Kolstad, and now Taylor Wirtz bumps it over. Back row, it's Taft. Stafford, and now Mahoney recovers from the back row and drives it over. Hornets try again with a set. Clements down the wall. Yes, got him in. Past the block. And the Hornets turn the tie, 9-7 on a hit by Ella Clements. Adeline Wirtz will serve, 9-7. Richland Center, Adeline with a serve, fires it far side. There's a dig by River Valley. They'll set it up on the left side. Rose takes it over. Nice backup by Aubrey Kolstad. Now to Wirtz, and Razek drives it over. There's Stafford, Mahoney in the middle, and there's a shot. Down it goes by Stokes. Off the assist from Mahoney, and the Blackhawks are within 1. 9-8 the score. Everybody kind of getting in the act tonight. For River Valley, Kylie Smith is in to serve. She had an ace earlier in the match. Richland center by one. Barron serve, receive mode. River Valley with the serve. Fielded by Wirtz. Here's Colstead setting it up. Ball right on the net, and River Valley jumps it. It landed on this side. I don't think the official is sure where it went. We're going to call River Valley for being over the line, it looks like. So it'll be a point for the Hornets. River Valley captain approaching the tree to get an explanation on that one. It will be a point for Richland center, 10-8. They lead by two in the third. Rainey Walsh serves for Richland centers. Right down the middle of the board. Fielded now by the Blackhawks. They'll set it for the right side. Stokes takes it over and got it down. Brooklyn Stokes with her second kill, and River Valley pulls to within 1 point. One apiece in the match, and here in set number three, the Hornets lead 10-9. They have led from the get-go in this one. Here's the serve. That one is out of bounds. Just missed. So a service error gives it back to the Hornets. That makes it 11-9. Richland center by two. J.C. Gander back in. Clements with the serve. Fielded by Smith. Mahoney with a set. Myers dumps it over. Fielded by Pauls. Quick set. Walsh gets it over on hit number two. Blackhawks try again to Myers. Softly takes it over. Pauls, one-hand save, gets it over to River Valley. Set him offside. Rolfe dumps it over the wall, and a net violation is called on the Hornets. It'll go back the other way, and yeah, that'll be a side out for River Valley. That makes it 11-10 here in the third. Coming in to serve will be Ella Prohaska. The Hornets in serve-receive mode. River Valley again within one. They have not tied it. They have not led in this third set. This one dug on the near side by the Hornets, and this one bounces off the net, comes back to the Hornets. That is four hits. And we are tied at 11. River Valley has come all the way back to even the score here for the first time since 0-0. Here's the serve. Dug by Razick, set by Walsh, dumped over by Paul. River Valley trying to chase it down in the back row. Nice play by Prohaska. Hit number three. Smith can't quite get it over. Diving play by Taft. And the Hornets have a point, and they get the lead back, 12-11. Back row specialist Ella Hillebrand back into the lineup for River Valley. Danica Pauls will serve for Richland Center. There's the serve. Going to be fielded by Smith. Mahoney, left side. Birchfield drives it over. Played by Pauls. The Hornets, Pauls, and now back to the left side. Allen Wirtz drives it over. Fielded on hit number two by the Blackhawks. Slamming it is Weiss, trying for the back row and missed. And we are tied at 12. 12-12 ball game here in the third. We're going to take time to adjust the antenna. Make sure that it's pointing straight up. Now for River Valley, coming in is Kenley Straka. Serving is Josie Mahoney. 12 apiece in the third. There's the serve. Fielded by Razick. Near side, it's going to be pushed over by Rainey Walsh. There is Hillebrand back to the middle. Myers dumps it over. There's Adeline Wirtz back to the middle. Weiss dumps it over, and down it goes. Elvie Weiss gets the Hornets the lead again. 13-12 in favor of Richland Center. Serving for Richland Center will be number 14, Aubrey Colstead. Aubrey puts it in the middle, and the Hawks cut it off but can't get any elevation on it. That goes as an ace, and the Hornets lead by two. 14-12. Colstead with an ace. Starts on the far side again. There's the run-up and drives it back row. Fielded by Hillebrand. Ball at the net. Hawks play the carom, and they can't get it over in four hits. Or three hits, that's four, and that'll make it 15-12. And all of a sudden, Coach Hill is going to take a timeout, first of the contest here for either squad. Well, we're even in wins tonight, and Richland Center leads the third, 15-12. This is high school volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. A family business serving the area since 1978, Heartland Christmas Trees is proud to provide handmade wreaths, garlands, and decorations along with free shaking and netting of every tree. Watch for Heartland Christmas Trees retail outlets to open during the next holiday season and plan to bring home the tradition of a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
We're underway with a serve from Richland Center. Myers hauls off and whales it. It's going to be played by Pauls. Back to the right side, Razek, and now Weiss gets it over. Diving dig by the Blackhawks. They'll set it left side, and taking it over is Stokes. Pauls free balls it back to River Valley. They'll try again. Near side, there's a hit over the top of the left side by Straka. Played by Richland Center again. Adeline Wirtz. Shot blocked by Myers. Back to the Hornets, Colstead. Adeline Wirtz. Back row, River Valley. Here's the play by Mahoney. Passes it far side. Birchfield bumps it over. Fielded now by the Hornets. Back to the middle. Weiss takes a shot. Blocked down by Myers. That'll make it 15-13. Alan Myers comes in with a block kill, and River Valley gets it back. 15-13, Richland Center in the third. Rather spirited match again tonight. There's the serve. Cut off near side by Adeline Wirtz. Pass to the near side. Punched over by Wirtz. Diving big Prohaska. Now, going to be Adeline Wirtz getting it over for the Hornets. Punched back by River Valley. Pass to the near side. Wirtz takes it again. Blocked by River Valley, and it is out of bounds. Blocked by the Hornets. Blocked by River Valley. River Valley wanted a net call. Looked like the net was jiggling there at the end as well. Probably went both ways. It goes now 16-13. And the Hornets have the serve with a 3-point lead down the stretch here in the third. Tatum Razek with the serve. Fielded now by Taps. Pass to the left side. Shot by Stokes. Down it goes. Good hit by Brooklyn Stokes. That makes it 16-14. Richland Center. This one just back and forth. Kind of like a ping pong game. We are watching. Nobody taking a real big run, except River Valley had a run at the end of set number 2 to win. But normally, if you score 2, we'll score 1, we'll score 2. It's just not been a big game of runs yet. Here's a serve by Stafford. Net serve, and that puts it back in the Hornets court. 17-14, side out, Richland Center. Serving for the Hornets will be Adeline Wirtz. Run up, and there's the serve. Taft fields it. There's Mahoney with a set. Taking a shot over and saved by the Hornets, and pancake save, shot by Razek, back row. Couldn't quite get enough mustard on it. At this point, belongs to River Valley. Initially, the hit by Roth makes it a 2-point contest, 17-15, Richland Center in the third. And Kylie Smith will serve it for River Valley. Kylie with a run up, there's the serve, and it is out of bounds. Just a little bit long, and that gives the Hornets the point. 18-15, our score here in the third. J.C. Gander is back in the front row for Richland Center, and Rainey Walsh will serve for the Hornets. Rainey gets the whistle, and here's the serve. Right down the middle of the board. Nice fielding there by Stafford. Left side taking a shot is Stokes, and the Hornets can't find it. And River Valley gets a point. 18-16, Brooklyn Stokes with the kill. I've got her for 4 in this one. She is back to serve. Brooklyn with a run up, and there is the serve. A soft one fielded now by Adeline Wirtz. Set by Walsh. Pauls takes it over. Down it goes. Hornets lead it by 3, 19-16. On the kill by Danica Pauls. Richland Center will serve. Ella Clements with a run up. There's the line drive serve. Fielded by Taft. Set on the left side. Myers takes a shot. That one is out of bounds. Hornets by four, 20-16. Hornets will serve again. There it is, back row, and it is out of bounds. Kylie Smith waited the last moment and then backed away, and it was a wise move. It landed out of bounds, and the point goes to River Valley, and it's their serve, 20-17. Hornets rotate around, Razik in the back row. Ella V. Weiss is in the front. And the serve for River Valley belongs to Ella Prohaska. Here's a low serve, fielded by Razik. Falls brings it back to the court. Weiss dumps it over. Here's Myers, and now the ball pushed left side, punched over by Richland Center, or did it? Nope, didn't make the net, bounces back on the center side. And River Valley is within two, 20-18 in the third. Couple of dribbles, and here's the serve by Prohaska. Fielded by Razik. Walsh with a back set. Paul's on the run. Blocked down by Myers. River Valley is within one. 20-19. Ella Myers gets the block kill. And the Hawks will keep serving now, trying to even it up. Right now, there is discussion at the bench about possible substitution. All right, nope, they're going to stay with the lineup. There's the serve. Pass to the right side. Weiss takes it down off the assist from Rainey Walsh, and the Hornets go up by two, 21-19. Ella V. Weiss making a nice play there. She's got a couple of kills in this third set. RC trying to go up by two here in this one. They go up by one and lead it 2-1. Long way to go, though. Here's a serve by Pauls. Free ball by the Hawks and slapped down by Weiss. River Valley hung that one up on the net after the initial dig, and that makes it 22-19. Weiss with a couple of points in a row. Danica Pauls will serve. Here comes the run-up and the line drive serve to the far side, out of bounds. Right back in River Valley's court, 22-20. Two-point set in the third. Back in for the Blackhawks is Kenley Straka. Serving for River Valley, Josie Mahoney. Hornets leading it by two. Awaiting the whistle. And here's the serve. Right down the middle field and now on the near side by the Hornets. There's the pass right side and Wirth dumps it over. Getting on it is Hillebrand. Now taps and Mahoney recovers. Gets it over on hit number three. Hornets try with a set in the middle. Alan Wirtz takes it over. It's going to be played back row by River Valley. Quick set for Myers. Down it goes. River Valley within one. 22-21. Ella Myers gets into the act. And Josie Mahoney will serve again. Hornets by one in the third. There's the serve. Fielded now by Pauls. Set by Walsh. Alan Wirtz takes it down the middle. Diving dig by Hillebrand. Hawks keep it. Now Mahoney gets it over. Pauls back row. Walsh quick set. Weiss dumps it over. Fielded by Taft. There's the hit over the top by River Valley. Nice play by Walsh. Back to middle gander. Weiss drives it over. Prohaska, Mahoney, and now Stokes pops it over. Back to Richland Center. Weiss slams it down after the set by Rainey Walsh. And the Hornets lead set number three, 23-21. Ella Weiss. A good run, and she's had some really good sets. Rainey Walsh leaves as they rotate around, and the serve for Aubrey Colstead. Hornets by two, 23-21. There's the serve, fielded now by the Hawks, Mahoney, and then Myers hits it into the net, and the Hornets have game point. 24-21, Richland Center in the third. Aubrey Colstead will serve. Richland Center can win and move to a fourth with a lead. Here's the serve. Pass to the right side by River Valley. It's on the net, blocked by Weiss. Back row, no, the Hornets hit the net, I believe. Yeah, that's the right call. And it goes back to River Valley. 24-22. Two-point edge for the Hornets, still with game point. River Valley will serve. Raylan Taft has the ball. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Pauls. Set by Colstead. Wirtz for the kill. Back row played by Hillebrand. Left side, Stokes, and now getting it over is Birchfield. Hornets try right side, and oh, it's going to be up in the air. They kind of mistimed their jump, and it's going to land on the Hornets' side, and Jamie Johnson wants a timeout. 24-23, we'll keep it here for this one. Hornets lead by 1 point. Little miscommunication there. They were trying to do a little bit of a switch. Looked like maybe a little bit of a tip serve, and little miscommunication. The ball dropped in there, so the Hornets don't get a swing at it. It drops in, and River Valley is within a point of forcing overtime here in the third. Again, if you're just joining us, River Valley won the opener 25-19. Check that. The other way around, Richland Center won the opener 25-19. River Valley won the second 25-15. Fairly sizable win in that one. And this one has been a nail-biter all the way this evening. Hornets lead 24-23. Richland Center has led the majority of minutes in this third set. Serving will be Braylon Tafts. Hornets still with game point. River Valley trying to make it a brand new ball game here, down by one. 24-23. There's the serve. Pauls passes. Kohlstedt with a set. Weiss for the kill. Got it down, and the Hornets win. 25-23. Aubrey Kohlstedt with an excellent setup on the assist for Elodie Weiss. And RC wins to take a 2-1 lead. But this one is far from over. I've seen a number of these over the years, and probably just the beginning. We'll see. Hornets could win it outright if they win set four. River Valley's got to win the next two to win it here tonight. What a topsy-turvy Southwest Wisconsin conference it usually is, and this year I think a lot of even talent. We're seeing it here tonight, and we'll go back, clear the slate, add up some numbers from the third set. Lock the door so John Peterson doesn't get up here, and we'll be back with set four in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Caring for you and about you. That's the promise of Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They treat every customer like family, offering trusted care, quality products, and exceptional everyday value. With leading-edge knowledge and a commitment to your health, they'll be there when you need them most. Best of all, you'll be helped by people you know and trust. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy. Located in downtown Spring Green.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Hornets win set number three, 25-23. They're led by Elodie Weiss with 5 kills. She had a real good end to that one. Scored 4 points down the stretch. In fact, her last 4 points, I think she either had a hand on it or was responsible directly. Also for Danica Pauls, a kill, a block, and an ace. Aubrey Kohlstedt had an ace, and Ella Myers for River Valley with a total of 3 kills and 1 block. Brooklyn Stokes had 4 kills. Hornets lead it 2-1. We go to the fourth. Catch your breath. Here we go. Rainey Walsh will serve. Drives it back row, fielded now by Myers, and the ball goes left side, punched down by Josie Mahoney. That makes it 1-0. River Valley in the lead. River Valley rotates around. Serving will be Ella Prohaska. Hornets in serve-receive mode. River Valley needs to win the next two. Hornets trying to hold court here tonight and go home a little earlier. Here's the serve. Played back row by Adeline Wirtz. Set by Walsh. Punched down the line by Clements. Beautiful hit. Got it right down in the L. That'll make it 1-1. Ella in the L right there. And the Hornets tie it up. Clements will be back to serve. River Valley in serve-receive mode. 1-1 in the fourth. There's the serve. Fielded by the Hawks. Mahoney on the right side. Myers rainbows it over. Fielded by Wirtz. Set by Walsh. Here's the hit by Paul. Down it goes. 2-1 at Richland Center. Pauls with a nice kill again. And Clements keeps on serving. Clements with the run-up. There is the serve. Fielded by Hellebrand. Back to Mahoney. Driven over that time, and it is out of bounds by Birchfield. That makes it 3-1, Richland Center. Hornets having lost in the conference to Platteville and Dodgeville in five games, each of those. Here's the set, right side Myers drives it in. River Valley back on track with Ella Myers, their leading hitter. That makes it 3-2. And back to serve is Josie Mahoney. Hornets in serve-receive mode in the fourth. Serving will be Josie Mahoney. This one fired to the far side. Played by Adeline Wirtz. Passed by Razek, and Weiss takes it over. Myers sets it up for Birchfield. She takes it over. Tipped by the Hornets. Played by Wirtz. Here's the set by Walsh. Paul's down the line. Got it in. 4-2. Richland Center here in set number four. River Valley stumbled against Platteville, but they've won their other matches. Prairie du Chien and Lancaster. Here's the serve, and it's a net serve. Point goes back to River Valley, 4-3. They will serve on the side out. Serving for RV will be Brooklyn Tafts. 4-3, Richland Center in the fourth. Tafts fires it far side. Pauls makes the play. Rainey Wall sets it up. J.C. Gaddy for the kill attempt, and it's out of bounds. River Valley has tied it up at four. Time to find the ball. Rolled away. All right, here we go. Brooklyn Tafts. Braylon Tafts, I'm sorry. There's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. Played by Gander, and now Rainey Walsh takes it over. There is Hillebrand, right side, dropping it over is Birchfield. Played now by the Hornets. Rainey Walsh for Adeline Wirtz, drives it over. River Valley fields it, back row, pass to the left side. Taking a shot, Stokes blocked by Weiss. Played back to the right side, shot by Brooklyn Stokes. Down it goes. And River Valley has battled back to take the lead now, 5-4, here in the fourth. Braylon Tafts to serve again for the Blackhawks. There it is. Now Gander with a pass to Walsh, back to the middle, and Weiss drops it over. Tafts, pass back by Stokes to the net, punched over by Birchfield, and that's going to be a double hit called on River Valley. Score is tied at 5 in the fourth. Aubrey Kolstad, another familiar spot of the rotation, comes into the back row, and Taylor Wirtz in the front row left, and Richland Center is set to serve. River Valley in serve receive mode. Tied at 5 in the fourth. Here's the serve. Fielded by Hillebrand. Pass by Mahoney. Shot is over, and down it goes on a big swing by Brooklyn Stokes. Hornets pinball it around a couple of times. River Valley takes the lead by a score of 6-5. Stokes has had a couple of points early on. Paige Stafford in and will serve for River Valley. Here comes the approach, and a short serve going to be fielded now by Pauls. Getting it back now from Kolstad, drives it in. Back row attack, and Danica Pauls ties it up at 6. Danica will give it to Tatum Razick, and she will serve. Tied at six in the fourth. Razick with the approach. Fielded now by the Blackhawks. Here's the set for the right side. Taking a shot over the top that time is Roth. Richland Center back row, and getting it over is Razick on hit number three. Here's Mahoney, and there's a nice shot down for Izzy Roth. That'll make it 7-6 River Valley. Kylie Smith is in for the Blackhawks to do the serving. Again, River Valley needs to win the next two. Hornets leading 2-1. We're in the fourth. River Valley is up 7-6. Smith with a serve. Fielded by Pauls. Colstead left side. Taking a shot over by Hillebrand. Gets the play to the right side, and it's going to be up. Stokes has it blocked right back to River Valley. She'll try again. It's up and through the wall. Brooklyn Stokes wins that battle. And the Blackhawks lead it by a score of 8-6. Blackhawks getting some offense going in the fourth. Kylie Smith set to serve. Here it is. Fielded back row there by the Blackhawks. Set on the left side, and Clements takes it over for the Hornets. Stokes and Mahoney, and now driven over by Roth. Played by the Hornets. Right side, Adeline Wirtz down the line. Nice play by Tafts. Set to the right side. Stokes takes it over. Good dig by Pauls. Set by Colstead. Adeline Wirtz again rainbows it over. Fielded now by Straka. Back to the right side. Shot by Stokes. Good play by Danica Pauls. Keeps it going. Colstead, and now Clements drives it over. Hawks try it. Whoa, Mahoney on hit number two. Takes it over. Hornets try again. There's a set in the middle. Clements drives it over. Back row. Hawks going to try to pass it right side and miss. It hits the net, and it's a point for Richland Center. 8-7 here in the fourth. Really good conversation going between the teams out there. They are doing a good job with the teamwork. Here's the serve by Richland Center. Fielded by Stafford. Mahoney takes it all the way cross court. Stokes gets it over. Fielded now by the Hornets. They'll quick set it for Paul. Drives it over. In an open back row. River Valley left it open. And Danica Pauls hit the mark. And we're tied at 8 here in the fourth. Back to serve is freshman Adeline Wirtz for Richland Center. 8 apiece in the fourth. There's the serve. Fielded near side by Tafts. Kept live by Roth. Driving it over is Smith. Back row Hornets. It's going to go to the left side. And Pauls with a shot. Got it through the wall. And River Valley recovers. Good hit back. Pass back now dropped over by Clements. Again, the set. Driving it over is Stokes. Back row. Raise it. Quick set. Clements takes it through the wall. Back row. Stafford makes the play. Mahoney right side. Stokes drives it over. Raise it. Got a hand on it. It caroms into the stands, and it's a point for River Valley. They go up by a score of 9-8. Hotly contested volleys here tonight. Ella Myers back in the front left for River Valley. Here is Brooklyn Stokes with the approach from the back wall. Serves it. Fielded now by Wirtz. Here's the pass to the left side, and Danica Pauls gets it over. Myers carried it, and that'll be a lift call. We are back and tied at 9 here in the fourth. Whistle, and coming in for Richland Center is J.C. Gander and Rainey Walsh. Rainey will serve. We're tied at 9 in the fourth. Again, Richland Center up 2-1 on the Blackhawks. Rainey Walsh with the serve. Cut off now by Tafts. Nobody there to take it. Nobody called it for River Valley, and it drops in. And the score is 10-9, and Coach Hill takes a timeout. Hornets jump ahead 10-9 in the fourth. This is high school volleyball from WRCO Sports.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
We welcome you back. It is a nice hit by Myers, and River Valley has tied it at 10. Ella Myers gets the kill, and a side out for River Valley. Lancaster and Prairie du Chien tied at 1 at last word. On the Phil Nee flip phone, here's a serve by River Valley. Set by Pauls, back to Clements, who softly takes it over. Fielded by River Valley, quick set for Myers, down it goes. Boy, when they get her in the right spot, it is impossible to stop. 11-10 now, River Valley in the lead. Ella Myers with another point, two in a row. Cambridge has swept Wisconsin Heights, 3-0. Cashton, 3-0 over Wisconsin Heights. Highland leading Potosi, 2-1. Here's the serve by River Valley, and Rasek lets it go. It is out of bounds. And we are tied at 11 in the fourth here at RVHS. Ella Hillebrand back in the back row for River Valley. And Hillebrand is ready. Here we go. The serve by Clements of Richland Center. Myers cut it off. Mahoney gives it back to her. Myers drives it over. Fielded by Walsh. Here's a pass by Gander. Ball hangs to the net. Blocked out of bounds by Mahoney. And the Hornets come back for a lead of 12-11 in the fourth. Clements will serve. Fires this one left. Hillebrand. There's Mahoney centering it. Birchfield takes it over. Fielded by Pauls. Set by Walsh. Back to Danica. Down the line it goes. Tipped by River Valley. And the Hornets lead by 2. 13-11 here in the fourth. Ella Clements will serve. Runs the shot far side and long out of bounds. That'll give a point back to River Valley and a serve. 13-12. Into the game is Kenley Straka for River Valley. She'll be in the front row. And Josie Mahoney will serve. 13-12, Richland Center in the fourth. There's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. Set by Walsh. Near side, Danica takes a shot. Hillebrand to Myers, near side, Birchfield takes it over. Hornets get a diving dig, but that's it. Couldn't get a lot of elevation on it, and it's a point for River Valley, and we're even up. 13 apiece here in the fourth. Hornets lead the match 2-1. We are tied at 13 in the fourth. Josie Mahoney with the serve, fielded now on the near side. Nice play by Wirtz. Adelin, right side. Now Pauls drives it over from Walsh. Here's a set by Mahoney. Myers bumps it over, goes underhand. It's Gander back to Weiss, and she drops it over. Fielded by River Valley. Near side, Birchfield takes it. Left side, Pauls. Now Walsh takes it over and hit number two. Myers hooks it over. Pauls hangs to the net. Myers slams it down on the block. And River Valley has come back to take the lead. 14-13. The Cousins battling at the net, and a nice one. This one belongs to River Valley, and they have the side out. And here goes the serve again for Josie Mahoney. Fielded by Tatum Rasek. Here's the set. Pauls drives it through the wall and got it down. No one can gain a lot of advantage here tonight. We're back at 14 apiece on the kill. And Danica Pauls will serve. 14 apiece. Here's the serve. Pulled on the near side back to the middle. Mahoney sets it right side. Myers hammers it over. Oh! Walsh got a handle on it and couldn't kind of control it. It goes up in the stands. What a hit by Myers. And she exits as they rotate around, and River Valley leads 15-14. Libero player Braylon Tafts is back in for River Valley. Blackhawks leading 15-14. They need two wins to win the match tonight. Up 15-14 in the fourth. There's the serve. Cut off by Weiss. Pauls passes it left side. Alan Rowe kicks it into the net. And River Valley leads by 2. 16-14 the score. Back to serve is Braylon Tafts. Hornets in serve receive mode. River Valley by 2. Pauls with a dig. Wall sets it up. And there is Weiss driving it back row. Fielded by Hillebrand. Mahoney, right side, popping it over there is Stokes. Nice play by Pauls. Can't control the dig, though, and it goes out of bounds. And that will be point number 3 in a row for River Valley now. 17-14. River Valley has taken a 3-point lead, and Coach Jamie Johnson wants a timeout here in the fourth. Richland Center leads 2-1 in the match, but River Valley leads the fourth. 17-14. High school volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Island has defeated Potosi Cassville 3-1 in area volleyball tonight on the Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. River Valley leads 17-14 in the fourth. Serving is Taps. Fielded by Poles. Ball at the net. Ball is going to be blocked by Stokes. Now pushed over by Gander of the Hornets. River Valley tries it again. Near side shot by Stokes. Got it over and no. It goes out of bounds. And it'll belong to Richland Center on the serve. 17-15 in the fourth. Taylor Wirtz is in front left. And in the back, Aubrey Colstead gets the ball. She will serve. 2-point advantage now for River Valley. Here's the run-up and the serve. Pulled on the near side. Fielded by the Blackhawks. Pass to the right side. They'll take it over on the shot by Stokes. There's the set to the middle. Weiss's shot blocked straight up. And down it goes by Carly Birchfield. Big play. And that makes it 18-15 River Valley. Blackhawks rotate around. Izzy Roth is back in the front row and Paige Stafford in the back. And River Valley will serve. 18-15. They lead by three in the fourth. Here is the serve. Fielded now by Pauls. Pass to the left side and pushing it over is Taylor Wirtz. And in the middle, catching it and dropping it down is Izzy Roth. Roth was there to catch that rainbow and dropped it back in. And the Blackhawks lead by four. 19-15. They'll try again. Here's the serve. Fielded by Poles. Pass to the right side. Pass back by Colstead. Now dropped over by Adeline Wirtz. Back to River Valley. Back to the front left. Stokes drops it in. Found an opening. And the Blackhawks lead by five. 20-15. Trying to keep it going. They lead by five. And they're within five of going out. The whistle and River Valley will serve. That's Paige Stafford played now in the back row by Pauls. Set by Colstead. Bringing it. Adeline Wirtz back row River Valley. Set on the right side. Taking a shot with left hand. Down it goes for Kennelly Straka. And River Valley's got the momentum going. 21-15. They lead it. Kennelly Straka gets in on the act with a kill. River Valley has scored 4 points in a row on offense. 21-15, they lead by six. Timeout for a shoe to be tied for one of the girls. Blackhawks needing a win here. They lead by six within four of going out. There's the serve. Popped up in the left side, and the Hornets try to go up in the stands and get it, and they can't. Out of bounds, and it's 22-15. River Valley picking it up. Paige Stafford. Getting a nice serve there. Timeout again by the Hornets. 22-15. River Valley in the lead. Hornets lead the match at this point. 2-1. River Valley within three of going out and forcing a fifth. And why not? As I've said over the years in this longtime rivalry, we should just say, okay, we've played four. We're even at two apiece. Let's just play the fifth. Richland Center is going to have a marvelous comeback. If we're going to end this one in four tonight, they're down by seven. Anything is possible, but they certainly need to get it back on track. Sometimes these timeouts can be million-dollar timeouts in volleyball as well. So they're hoping that. The River Valley's been on a real tear. Center has not been able to get much in terms of blocking and stopping them. Paige Stafford will serve again. Here's the run-up. There's the line drive serve. Cut off now by Adeline Wirtz. Passed by Pauls and taken over by Taylor Wirtz. Back row fielded now by Rain. Now pushed to the right side. Punched over by Stokes. Hornets try again. Weiss down the middle. Got it in. So the Hornets back on track. 22-16. 16. They score their first point in a while. Ella V. Weiss gets it downtown for the Hornets. Tatum Razick will serve. Razick with the approach. Fielded by the Blackhawks. Mahoney with a set on the right side. Roth shot blocked by the Hornets. Clements, nice job. Back to the middle. Stokes tries again. Diving dig. Pauls keeps it live. There's Colstead right side. Atlin works. Dumps it over. Cut off by Mahoney. Pass to the right side by Taft. Shot is into the net by Straka. The Hornets have scored two in a row. 22-17. They're within five in the fourth. Serving is Tatum Razick for the Hornets. Fielded by River Valley. Mahoney sets it. Here's the shot. Over and down by Brooklyn Stokes. 23-17. River Valley. Brooklyn Stokes gets the kill. In for the serve is Kylie Smith for River Valley. Smith will serve. Blackhawks need two to force a fifth set. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve. Diving dig Pauls. Colstead passes left side. Clement shot. No, a little short. And River Valley has game point. 24-17 in the fourth. Kylie Smith will serve. Blackhawks trying to win it here. Kylie with a run-up. There is the serve. It's close. It's going to be played there by Wirtz. Back to Colstead, and Taylor Wirtz drops it over. Fielded now by Taft. Back to the left front. Stokes for the win and got it. 25-17. River Valley wins on the kill by Brooklyn Stokes. And we are going to a fifth here tonight. Could have predicted it. The way it's been going tonight, both teams have had their share of runs, hard times and good times, and River Valley really turned it on in this one. Richland Center had a little bit of a lead there going. They had a two-point lead at 13-11. River Valley came on and powered it on. They had five straight points where they scored on offense, and they get the win here. And we're going to the fifth in a moment. This is high school volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Fall is in the air, and you can shop the sale this week at All American Do It Center. Buy one, get one free on a gallon of interior or exterior latex best look paint. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. 10.1 ounce DAP Alex Plus White Caulk, only $2.50, or save $10 on a First Alert smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, now $44.99. Shop the September sale through Sunday at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The first one to 15 will win tonight. We're in the fifth set. In that fourth set, River Valley turns it on to win 25-17, led by seven kills from Brooklyn Stokes and four from Ella Myers. So they really had an offensive showcase there. Izzy Roth had two. Paige Stafford had an ace. And for Richland Center, Danica Pauls did her part with five kills, a kill apiece for Ella Weiss and for Ella V. Weiss and for Ella Clements. And that's how we stand. So, yeah, it's been a back and forth night here. Seesaw battle. Hornets win the opener 25-19. River Valley wins the second 25-15. Richland Center wins the third 25-23. River Valley wins the fourth 25-17. Richland Center is to my left, River Valley to my right, as we get set for the fifth set tonight. And why not? We had a marathon on Tuesday night, but we're still way over, we're like an hour away from how long that one went the other night. Of course, we started a little later in Richland Center. Both teams trying to keep focused here in the fifth set, something both coaches, I'm sure, were talking about in the huddle. River Valley will start serving, everybody catching their breath before the last go-around. Brooklyn Stokes will serve, and we'll get this one going. Here we go. Fifth set underway in River Valley. There's the serve, fielded now by Hermits. Back to the left side, and Pauls drops it in, and the Hornets lead 1-0. Well played, and Danica Pauls gets the kill. Ella Clements will serve. Here it is, near side, free ball by River Valley, slapped back by Weiss, down it goes. After a tip by the Blackhawks, Ella, nice job there by Ellaby Weiss, and it makes it 2-0. Here's the serve by Clements, fielded by the Hawks. Mahoney, Myers down the line, and it is out of bounds, says the line judge. That was close. So that'll make it 3-0. Fox took a swing and missed. And here is Ella Clements to start the commotion again. It's going to be played on the right side by Taps. Mahoney, Myers takes it down the line again and missed out of bounds. That'll make it 4-0. Richland Center. Again, it's the first one to 15. Crowd and the students really into this one tonight. Noise level has been amazing since the start. There's the serve. Fielded down by Taps from the knees. It's going to be Mahoney passing right side and taken over by Myers. Kept live by the Hornets. Pauls takes it down the middle. Got it in. River Valley throws and left the back open. And that makes it 5-0. And right away, Coach Mariah Hill's going to take a timeout for her team. Hornets with a 5-0 start in set number 5. High school volleyball tonight from WRCO Sports.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Here's a serve by Richland Center, leading 5-0, and Clements, a nice save there by Taps. Ball at the net, blocked down by Weiss, and the Hornets lead 6-0. Started with a great serve by Clements. What a save there on the pancake save by libero player Braylon Taps. The River Valley couldn't get the point, and that makes it 6-0. Here's the serve, fielded by Smith, set the back row. Stafford hit out of bounds, and the Hornets lead 7-0. In the fifth, River Valley looking for Brooklyn Stokes to enter the back row now. And here is Clements with the serve. Fielded now by Stafford. Mahoney sets it right side, taking a shot blocked by the Hornets and out of bounds. Big shot by Izzy Rolfe. River Valley is on the board now as the Hornets block it, but out of bounds. And it is 7-1 here in the fifth. Serving will be Ella Prohaska. Back into the lineup in the front left is Carly Birchfield. Two sets apiece. Hornets lead 7-1 in the fifth. Here's the approach, and Prohaska will let serve. Oh, it's going to drop in. And the Hawks have scored 2 points in a row. One of those, if you're with the receiving team, you just put your hands up like, wow, what do we have to do? That goes as an ace for Prohaska. 7-2. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Razick. There's the set. Shot by Gander. Blocked by Myers. Pushed back. Back row. Richland Center. Rainey Walsh. Left side. Pauls drops it over the wall. Diving big. River Valley can't get it. And the Hornets lead 8-2 by 6. here in the fifth. Back into the lineup for River Valley is Ella Hillebrand in the back row, and serving will be Danica Pauls. Hornets by six in the fifth. Here's the serve. Left serve drops in. That was a equalizer there. River Valley had done the same thing just a moment ago. That one drops in. 9-2 on the ace serve by Richland Center. Another timeout for River Valley. Hornets leading by 7, 9-2 in the fifth here in high school volleyball tonight. River Valley in its fourth match of the conference, trying to keep pace with the top, and the Hornets trying to hand them a second loss in the Southwest Conference. The Hornets have lost two, both in five sets, to Dodgeville and Platteville. And now, as the timeout progresses here, River Valley trying to regain composure. This sport is like no other in high school sports. There's no roller coaster ride like high school volleyball. And how one team can get such a big lead and look dominant. River Valley, with the finish they had in the fourth, they looked like they were destined to come out strong in the fifth. And the Hornets looked like they were struggling, but this one starts the other direction. 9-2 after the timeout by River Valley. Danica Pauls with the run-up. There is the serve. Fielded now by Smith. Mahoney sets it up. Shot by Birchfield. Back row. Ball caroms toward the stand. Saved by Adeline Wirtz. Punched over by Rainey Walsh. Hawks try again. Hit number two comes over. And the Hornets has four hits. Good play by Josie Mahoney. Made him make the play. And that'll give a point to the Blackhawks. 9-3. Josie is back to serve. Into the front left for River Valley is Kenley Straka. The serve by Mahoney. Fielded by Razet. There's the set by Walsh. Back row, and then Alan Wirtz dumps it over. Fielded by River Valley. There's Stokes. Back to Myers. Dumps it over, and down it goes. Hawks trying to make hay with Ella Myers in the front and middle. 9-4 now to score. River Valley within five. Mahoney serves again. Fielded by Richland Center. They'll juggle it. Pauls now back to Walsh. Good recovery. They get it over. Mahoney sets it. Myers shot through the wall. Down it goes. Weiss trying to get the block and couldn't get it. River Valley is within four. It is 9-5. Not over yet. River Valley battling back here in the fifth. Here's Mahoney with a serve. Fielded by Pauls. There's the set back to Danica from the back row. Shot over the top. Left side, Birchfield. Here's Mahoney hitting it over on hit number two. Rainey Walsh sets it in the middle. Weiss takes it over and out of bounds on the five side, and it was not tipped. Coach Jamie Johnson asking if it was. They say no, and River Valley is within three. It is 9-6, and now the Hornets take a timeout. See what I mean with this momentum. River Valley could really not get anything together. They were trailing 9-2. They take a timeout. They score 4 points. And now Richland Center takes a timeout, and they still lead it 9-6. The first one to 15 wins, or win by two if we get that close. Of course, the other night in the Platteville five-set match, the last one came down to Platteville winning. It was 14-13, and Platteville got game point to win by two. So that one certainly came right down to the wire. Wins are even at two apiece. Hornets leading 9-6 in the fifth. And Richland Center soaking up every moment of their timeout. They'll come back to the floor. Josie Mahoney will serve for River Valley. Hornets by three. Mahoney with the approach, and there is the serve. Fielded by Pauls in the back row. Rainey Walsh for Ellie Weiss. She'll drop it over. Down it goes. And the Hornets back on track. Ellie Weiss gives Richland Center a four-point lead with her play. She's come up strong tonight in this fifth set. Three kills. Taylor Wirtz back in the front left, and serving is Aubrey Kolstad. Hornets leading 10-6 in the fifth. Aubrey with a run-up. Here is the serve. Fielded back row by the Hawks. Smith now over on hit number two for Birchfield. There's the set for Weiss. Dumps it over. Blocked by Myers. Kept live. Hornets get it over. Adeline Wirtz. Oh, how did the River Valley save that? They're going to collide and hit the deck, and that ball is down on the floor, and we have a River Valley player that's a little bit injured. So as the play stops. River Valley now with a injury time, and it looks like the trainer, Josh, is going to come out and check on the welfare of one of the River Valley injured players. So they will check on her welfare, and the teams will go to the bench here tonight. And never like to see that. Looks like it might be a knee injury for one of the Blackhawk players. So time is taken. 11-6 score here. Richland Center getting the point. That was quite a volley. And again, a very spirited go-around there. And now the teams go to their huddles and their benches. We'll be back with more in a moment. We're in the fifth. River Valley and Richland Center tied at 2. The Hornets up by 5, within 4 going out here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building